Medrash says that the first day of Sukkot is called Yom HaRishon, the first day, signifying that it's the first day that God makes an accounting for our sins. Some say that the idea is that between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's no time to sin. People are so busy with Sukkot and Esrog and Lulav, so really the first day that they could even think of sinning is on the first day of Sukkot. That's when God starts to make the tally and to consider our sins. Now, others say that the effect of Yom Kippur, the impression of Yom Kippur, lasts for 4 days after and continues atoning for the sins until the first day of Sukkot. It's thinking of a different idea. It says that 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, minimum, we begin Slichos, because on Rosh Hashanah we're going to be a sacrifice, and sacrifices need to be inspected for 4 days before they're brought to see if they have blemishes. So we have a 4 day period before Rosh Hashanah to ascertain that we are blemish-free, to come into Rosh Hashanah as blemish-free sacrifices. If God would judge us immediately after Yom Kippur, on the level we were on in Yom Kippur, we wouldn't be able to exist, because everybody reaches a tremendously high level on Yom Kippur, and most of us fall drastically. That's one of the reasons why immediately after Yom Kippur, in Maariv, we say, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, because we're not on the same level we were 5 minutes before at Ne'ilah. So if God would judge us according to our level that we were on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, we wouldn't be able to exist. So God gives us 4 days after Yom Kippur that the sacrifice should become blemished again. And we should settle down to the level, more or less, that we're going to be on the year. And then He tallies our sins and considers them from the first day of Sukkot according to the level we're on then. It's not that our sins during these 4 days aren't considered and aren't don't go into the cheshbon. But the idea is that God does not judge us on those sins until we ascertain what level we're going to be on, and He judges us for those sins according to commensurate to the level that we reach, that we fall down to by the first day of Sukkot. And that's why it's called Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. It's not the first day where God counts our sins, but it's the first day to make the tally, to make the accounting of the sins, in order to be able to ascertain on what level we're going to be judged.